and I'm very excited to have on the line with me. I've mentioned it a bit recently, but I've got Anthony, one of the people behind Gin Dulgence. Anthony, how are you going?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Very good, thank you. How's the planning going for Gin Dulgence?
It's going great. We're all ready to go. Tickets sold out for the Saturday session, but we got plenty of tickets for Sunday, so we're excited.
That's great. So for our audience members out there who aren't particularly familiar with Gin Dulgence, why don't you tell us a bit about it?
Well, we're a gin festival, a little bit in the lines of a beer fest or a food and wine festival. We're a place, great place where you can go to try a whole lot of new and exciting small batch gins made by local and also this year we have one Australian manufacturer. We've got 16 exhibitors, all exhibiting their wonderful craft gins. We've got four food, local Christchurch food vendors. It's at Hairaroa, which is at the university. It's a beautiful new venue. There's also live music, and you get to try a whole lot of gins and then find ones you like and have beautiful cocktails with them, gin and tonics if you like, and buy bottles to take home. Enjoy at home.
Yeah, that was actually my next question, is can people walk away knowing a few new gin cocktails?
Yeah, definitely. There's a whole lot of everyone, all the stands, so we have 16 stands, and they'll all be selling different cocktails with their gins. And we have the Gin Theatre, in which gin producers will be presenting stories about their gins and things, and some of them may even be talking about cocktails and how to make them for their gins.
Oh, that sounds great. Now, I assume you're not allowed to play favourites, but do you have a favourite gin that's going to be there?
Well, I actually make Curiosity Gin, so we're going to be there. We have six different products in our line, so I'm sure we can find one of those that you'll love or anyone will love. But yeah, so that's definitely my favourite. But we got some really beautiful, New Zealand gins, Dancing Sand from Nelson, Little Biddy from across over in Reefton, 1919 from up in Auckland. We got Southwood from Wellington, Number 8 from Dunedin. Really interesting new one is Strange Nature, which is made from a wine base, which is really
wow.
Really cool gin. It's made from a Marlborough Sauvignon Blanc base. It's absolutely delicious. Got a fabulous gin from New Plymouth, from Juno Gin. And we've also got a couple of local bars. So we have The Last Word and Gin Gin both exhibiting. So they're really all about the cocktails, those guys.
Oh, I love Gin Gin. I spend half my time there. That's so cool. Oh, that's brilliant.
Yeah. What's not to love about Gin Gin?
Oh, exactly. Well, it really seems like there's been kind of an explosion in the gin market. So this is so cool to put on an event like this. You say that you've still got tickets for Sunday. Now, when is that and where can people buy tickets?
Right, it's the 6th and 7th of August. So it's a weekend in a few weeks. It's the tickets are available online, so you can go to gindulgence.co.nz and click on the Christchurch event and click on the buy ticket now link, and you'll go through to Ticket Fairy and you can buy your tickets on Ticket Book from there, or direct to Ticket Fairy as well. You'll find it on one of the event pages there.
Well, Anthony, I'd say I am so excited for Gin Dulgence. Thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks for having me on.